Some of you were at the Hebrew University dinner that honored two of our members about a week and a half ago. And the speaker was Larry Summers, the economist. And he got an introduction from somebody who disagreed politically with his opinions. And it was, I think it's fair to say, a somewhat ambivalent introduction. And so he got up and he said, "I can honestly say that of all the introductions I have ever received, that one was the most recent." I say this for two reasons. First of all, because sometimes I see people struggling to figure out what to say about the sermon. And I want you to know that that one always works. If you see me out in the hall, you can say, "Rabbi, of all the sermons I've ever heard, that was the most recent." But also, it is illustrative of the fact that in every area of our life, even in introducing a guest speaker, there is a certain polarization that takes place. This I like, this I don't like, this I agree with, this I don't agree with. And it's not only in our opinions, but it's also in the way we evaluate people. This is this kind of person, this is that kind of person. In college, people were math and business people or English and arts people. I have my own theory, by the way, about what makes one or the other. I say this, of course, as an English person. But I think it is that people who are drawn to math actually like answers, because a mathematical problem has an answer. But if somebody says to you, "What's the central drama of the play Hamlet?" you can give 100 answers, and none of them can necessarily be wrong. So math people like answers, and English people like arguments. And nobody can win the argument, which is why it keeps on going and going and going. And that difference actually gets played out in the Jewish tradition. There are people who like certain definitive things, in particular action. Jewish law, halakha, teaches you what to do. And there are people, and by the way, this is in some ways the majority tendency of our tradition, who want to know how to behave in all the different and difficult circumstances of life. Because that, after all, ultimately is what you got to figure out how to do. Ought I to make this decision or that decision? Should I eat this food or that food? Should I pray in this kind of synagogue or that kind of synagogue? Our whole life is made up of endless numbers of decisions, many of which are made thoughtlessly, but they're all made. How to dress, how to speak, where to go, what to do, that's halakha. That's Jewish law. But then there are people who are drawn to agadah, to legend, to story. And those are the people who tend to be more preoccupied by the emotion than the action. Don't tell me what to do. Explain to me how I ought to feel. Don't talk hand, talk heart. There is a debate in the Talmud, it may or may not surprise you, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon about what's more important, study or action. Rabbi Akiva argues study. Rabbi Tarfon says action. And guess which wins? These are rabbis, after all. Study. They say study is more important because it leads to action. So they sort of get out of it a little bit. But you can hear this division that runs not only through the tradition, but through all of us. Sometimes we say to someone, "I know you feel this way, why don't you do it?" Sometimes we say that to ourselves. Why is it that we don't act the way we feel? And why is it also curiously that sometimes our feelings follow our actions? Because you know if you act a certain way, it will change the way you feel. There is a story in the Talmud about a rabbi who has two students. One of them loves stories, loves Agadah. The other one loves halakha, loves law. And one of them says to him, I only want to hear stories, Rabbi. And the other one says, don't waste my time with stories. I only want to know the law. So finally the rabbi says to him, you know what you remind me of? You remind me of a man who is married to two wives, one young and one old. The old one doesn't like his black hair, and she keeps plucking it from his head. The young one doesn't like his gray hair, and she keeps plucking it from his head. He said, in the end, you will leave me bald. So then the question is, what do you do? How do you approach a tradition? How do you approach life? And Judaism gives somewhat dichotomous, ambiguous answers. Because all of us have to act in this world. We do. But unlike civil law, unlike the law of America or the law of almost any society, which tries to get you to behave a certain way, Jewish law tries to get you to be a certain way. And being refers to what's inside of you, not only what you do. Judaism is an education of your heart, as well as an education of your behavior. All the commandments have this edge of you should love your neighbor as yourself, you should guard your soul carefully, you should choose life, and all these things are internal commandments. In the Middle Ages, there was a rabbi who didn't like the emphasis only on action, and he wrote a book called Chovot HaLevavot, The Responsibilities or the Duties of the Heart. And what Rabbeinu Bachner was teaching us is that we have a responsibility to a certain passion and love and attitude in this world that has nothing to do with how we act, but that will end up in changing the way we act. That we have a responsibility of gratitude in this world that is partly about our emotions, but will in the end flourish in our action. That we have a responsibility to grow our hearts in this world so they become larger, more comprehensive, more embracing, more loving, and in the end, if we do that, the way we move in the world will change. So it is a feedback loop. How you act changes how you feel, changes how you act, changes how you feel. And that's why every mitzvah, every commandment has, as the Hasidic tradition tells us, the Aramaic root for relationship in it. Because a mitzvah is about building a relationship. When you do something kind, you draw closer to another soul. When you do something good, you draw closer to God. That's the analogy that really describes the Jewish tradition. Judaism is a tradition of relationships with human beings and with God, and every relationship is partly about the pulse of the heart, and partly about the actions of the hand. It's about the story, it's about the law. It's about what you feel, and also what you do. I thought about all this as Valentine's Day came and went on the American calendar. And what was it? Give flowers, give chocolate. If you can, give diamonds. But there was so little about give kindness. Enact love. Hold someone's hand. Tell them that you care, not by what you get them, but by how you behave towards them. In Judaism, love is not an emotion. It is an emotion in action. It's something you feel that spills over into the way you behave. Cruelty is not love. Distance is not love. Love is who we are and what we do, as well as, or springing from, what we feel. So both those students were right. We need the law, but the law is no good without the story, without the why. This morning, Mishpatim, our parsha, is all about what you should do, but it comes after the story of the Exodus, so we know why. The Jewish people have all sorts of stories that we tell the world, and those stories shape our souls. Those legends and that history touches our hearts, so that we combine what we do and what we feel into who we are. A nation that understands that God gave us a beautiful, multicolored world in which we can feel and to which we can contribute. But ultimately, one in which we have the responsibility to draw close, one to another, through the action that comes from our emotion. When you pray, you draw close to God. When you speak to another human being, if you speak to them through that sense of mitzvah, then you create that relationship with other human beings. That's the essence of the tradition. Law, story together. And when you mix them right, they come out love. Shabbat Shalom.